As the Torah Kedosha teaches us the parasha of Negayim, the parasha how a person can be afflicted with different disease, which indicate that he needs to do better, he needs to do tshuva. The Torah says, V'hoya ba'or b'sora l'nega tzeras. He'll have on his skin this nega. And the Al-Shech HaKadosh asks that we know that Chazal teach us, Ein v'hoya ela lashon simcha. Wherever the Torah uses the word v'hoya, it represents simcha, joy. So he asks, how can we suggest, how could the Torah suggest that being afflicted with nega tzeras is v'hoya, is a simcha? There's nothing worse that we could think of than being afflicted with a nega tzeras. And then he asks a very fundamental question as we enter the parashas where we learn about the negoim and the why does the Torah spend so much time discussing the negoim, yet bezman hazeh, in our world, there is no negoim. We don't have such a disease in the negoim, negei adam, negei batim, negei kelim. All of these negoim that the Torah spends so much time in our parashas discussing don't exist in our world and apparently haven't been in existence thousands of years. What does that mean? So he says it actually doesn't represent a positive. It represents a negative. He says a person who is sensitive to Kedusha, a person who is sensitive to a lack of Kedusha, such a person, when a message of Negoyim is sent to him, he recognizes that there's something wrong and he needs to do better. And that's why the Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, to such a person, I'm going to bring a nega, because I recognize and I realize that there will be improvement after he suffers from the nega. So a person on a higher level of Kedusha is the person that will be unfortunately afflicted with a nega. A person who, on the other hand, is not on that level, so what's the point of bringing the goyim? He's going to remain where he is. And if he's going to remain where he is, says Hashem, there's no point in bringing the nega. So now we understand why the Torah uses the word vahaya. It is a simcha. Because somebody who is unfortunately afflicted by a nega is receiving a message that you're on that level of Kedusha where there's a point in sending you a message. We're going to send you the message and now recognize that you need to do better. Now, how does a person do better? So there's a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, on the first words of our parasha, of Ishikus Azriah V'Yolda, the Gemara says, Adam Nivra B'Erev Shabbos. A person was created on Erev Shabbos. U'bnei Ma. Why? So Gemara says, Shalai Tzedakim Oimrim, Shutif Hayol HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Masa B'Reishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a partner in the creation of the world. So a person was deliberately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically created the person at the end when everything was already done, then nobody should think that people were HaKadosh Baruch Hu's partners in the creation of the world. Davar Acher, another reason, says the Gemara, Shim Tezuch Datav Alav, if he'll become arrogant, Aymerloi, so the message is, Yitush Kadmach B'Masa B'Reishis. Even the smallest insignificant creatures preceded us in the creation of the world. Davar Acher, and a third reason, Kadesh Yichnitz L'Mitzvah Miyad, Kadesh Yichnitz L'Mitzvah Miyad, as soon as he was created Friday afternoon, Friday night was Shabbos. The Sefer Ginza Yisrael from the Chartkov Rebbe asks two questions. He says, is there any connection between the three reasons that were given in the Gemara? And he says, if we look at the three reasons, the first two reasons speak about the greatness of a person. That person could be considered a partner of Hashem. A person should right away have the opportunity to do a mitzvah. And the third reason offered speaks, and the other reason speaks about how a person is not significant, and that Yitush Kadmach, the smallest, most insignificant creature, was created before us. So how do we analyze these answers. Do they speak about the greatness of a person or about not the greatness of a person? So he has a very interesting approach. He says, in general, the Gemara says, we're concerned that the tzedakim oimrim, the tzedakim say that we are shutef, like may say that we are shutfim, that we are partners to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mas Bereishis, and the creation in the world. So he says, why would we pay attention? Is there anyone that would assume that we're partners in the creation in the world? That, and if somebody says something so foolish, must we give any credence to it? But he says, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis says, Kol Mespal Be'erev Shabbos, anybody who Friday evening davens Zoyim V'chulo, and says Friday night, by davening V'chulo, Ma'al Olav HaKosov, he's considered Kilanasa Shutva LaKadosh Baruch Hu Masa Bereishis, as if he's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's partner in the creation of the world. A person has the ability to be so great that he could be considered a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation of the world. And if a person, and a person through Shmirah Shabbos comes to that level. So here, what the Chazal are teaching us is that we're created Friday afternoon, so we should right away jump in to do a mitzvah. What is the mitzvah that we jump right to do? The mitzvah of Shmirah Shabbos, going to shul Friday night, saying Vayichulu, where we become shutfim, when we become partners to HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Masa Bereishis. And say Chazal, when somebody recognizes all of that, it's quite possible that he should start thinking, I'm really special. I was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited to create me so I could do Shmir, so I could be Shem Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited to create me so I could jump and say Tefillah until I could be a Shutuf HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Masa Bereishis. And what the Torah was most, what Hashem was most concerned about, that that's not where we should end it off. That we should not end in a place of that type of arrogance, of thinking we are really so special. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do at that point? He said, remember, Yitash Kodmach, that the smallest, most insignificant creature came before you, and don't let it get to your head. With all the greatness that a person has the ability to achieve, and all the greatness that a person does represent, if he wants to have a place in this world, if he wants to really succeed in this world, he has to remember Yitush Kodmach, that we're no greater than the smallest creature. And that level of anava, of modesty, and being humble is critical to being able to continue to succeed in Avodas Hashem. And the Pasuk says that if a person is unfortunately identified as being Tameh, the Pasuk says, V'tameh Tameh Yikra, and the Gemara Masechta Ma'akot Daf Hei Amud Aleph teaches us, Melamed Shetzorach Lo'idia Tzal L'Rabim. He has to announce his problem to many people, V'Rabim Makash Lov Rachmim, and that will cause that many people will be mispal, will pray on his behalf, and will have refuah shleima. And the Chofetz Chaim asked the question, yes, a person did an Aveira, and a person is not well, and we know the power of tefillah, the power of the somebody who's unfortunately not well, if we are mispallel on his behalf, then his tefillah will be answered. But the question is, why do we only find this by a mitzvah, that he has to notify people that they should daven for him? So the Chofetz Chaim answered, because other people, if they are in such a situation where they need tefillah, says the Chofetz Chaim, they could daven for themselves. But a mitzvah, that we know a person becomes a mitzvah, speaks Lashon Hara. So the mouth from which Lashon Hara was spoken can't be the mouth that will be the one that will help, will be the one that can have his tefillah answered. So this person has no other option. Tzarech la'idia tzar l'rabim v'rabim yivakshu l'avrachmim. He should daven, and other people will, and that will cause, because he can't daven, so we need other people to daven on his behalf. That's the Chofetz Chaim's answer. But the other answer is that what caused the person to become a mitzairah? As we're learning, the arrogance is the source of sin. So how is that arrogance put into check? The way the arrogance is put into check is by the person davening and announcing, person announcing, I am a Metzaira. I don't deserve to be considered great. And when a person comes to that recognition, that is the first step. That is the first step in him being healed and having the refuah and coming back to be close to Hashem.